Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
2 Chronicles chapter number 26, verse number 16. King Uzziah tried to enter the temple and burn incense, and God smote him with leprosy. We see this in verse number 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Literally, King Uzziah, he was lifted up in pride, just like Saul was. He was a man of pride. Boy, look what I've done. Now I can approach God on my own. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with the fourscore, there were 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. 81 guys said, "Don't do this." And Uzziah, and they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, "It appertaineth not to thee. This isn't your work. You're messing up. You're not a priest. You shouldn't be doing this." Uzziah to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priest, the sons of Aaron that are consecrated to burn incense, "Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God." God's not going to be pleased with this. Then Uzziah, who was king, was wroth. He was angry and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, we can learn a lot from that statement. Don't you get mad at the preacher for telling you the truth of God's word. Amen, preacher. These priests were not, they told the king, "Don't you do this. Just tell him the truth of God's word." And he was, the word froth means he was foaming at the mouth. He was angry. You heard that word. You know what froth is? They talk about it I only use the word root beer, not beer. But root beer, how you pour root beer in there and that froth comes out. It's that foam. Literally, I believe he began foaming at the mouth. He was so mad. Any of y'all ever get mad at me? I can't imagine anybody being mad at this preacher. You know, I just love it. Anyway, they were froth. Be careful about getting mad at the preacher. The Lord might strike you with leprosy. Anyway, he was wroth with the priest, and leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord and before the incense altar. And there's much more to the story, but you get the point. The priests are ordained of God, not of man. Follow me? Okay. Then there's another one there, about the Korah and the 250 men in Numbers chapter 16, again, who rebelled against Moses. There's a lot there. But I see, you see the picture that it says here in verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter number 5, that he ordained four men or things pertaining to God. Again, this is the definition of a priest. That he may offer both gifts, by the way, which are offerings, and sacrifices for sins. That's the job of the priest in the Old Testament. The definition of the priest. He's ordained of God for men that he may offer sacrifices, offerings, gifts unto the Lord on the behalf of men. They couldn't do this themselves. The priest had to do this. The primary job or office work of the priest was to offer gifts and sacrifice to God. Again, I mentioned this last week, to draw the comparison between a prophet and a priest, two distinctly different offices. And I mentioned last week, Jesus has fulfilled two of the three offices, prophet, priest, and king. He was prophet. He was a prophet during his personal ministry. He is now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us as the high priest. And one day he will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, again, just a theological truth, just so you understand in Scripture. Theologically speaking, he is not King of Kings and Lord of Lords right yet. He is the high priest. Okay, I'm not taking any away. Matter of fact, when the last group that was here, who was that? Brian Free and Assurance. I think I wasn't here, but I watched it on Roku. And they, one last song was King Jesus. That was a good song. King Jesus, King Jesus. And, you know, I understand, a great song, wonderful song. But in his office work, he's not yet king. His office work is priest. Are you understanding the difference? Now, don't criticize anybody that says King Jesus. You know, don't call him a heretic. But understand, the office work right now is not as king. His office work is as priest. So there's a distinction. A priest goes from man to God. He represents man before God. Where a prophet comes from God to man with a message from God. You see the difference? So when Jesus was on this earth, he came as a prophet, as a message from God to man. The very word of God, he was here. He is now in heaven today. And boy, I wish I have to move on. I have so much here. Jesus Christ became the high priest on the cross of Calvary. When he offered himself, he was a sacrifice, and he was a sacrificer. And that's not good English, but that's what the word propitiation means. He not only became the sacrifice, he was the one who offered the sacrifice. So at that point, Jesus himself became qualified to become the high priest. His office work did not actually come into effect until he ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand throne of God. Are you following? But when he was here on the cross of Calvary, the whole time before then, you never saw Jesus offering a sacrifice. Why? Because he didn't have any sin. There was no need for him to offer sacrifices. He had no sin. He was a sinless one, holy, undefiled, separated from sinners. When he was on the cross of Calvary, he still was not a sinner, but yet the Bible says, and I still can't fully comprehend it, the Bible says he became sin for us. It did not make him a sinner, but yet he became sin for us. Can you explain that? No. I just know what the Bible says. Can I just dwell on that a minute? I dwell on this week again, and I had these pauses trying to comprehend these great, tremendous truths. That Jesus Christ, though he was a man, and we're going to look at this in a minute about infirmities and all, he was tempted, he was tested, yet without sins. And we read last week, yet in all points he was tempted, yet without sin. The lust of the eyes and the flesh and the pride of life, all of these came not from the Spirit, because he's perfect, he's holy. He could not sin. If he could sin, then he could not be God. But he took upon him flesh. And I read this again this past week just to kind of clarify things. Actually, y'all believe I make mistakes? Who said always? I made a statement last week that I said it, and sometimes I said, I shouldn't have said that, but I kept going. I made a statement that when Jesus said, heal thyself, the Pharisees said, physician, heal thyself. Another statement, they said, thou art not yet 40, remember? After I said that, I said, no, that wasn't right, but I kept on going. They actually said, thou art not yet 50. He's 33 years old. He said, thou art not yet 50. That opens up all kinds of, I don't want to say summations or whatever, surmises and all. But I just know what the Word of God said. Why did they not say, well, you're not yet 30, you're not yet 40, you're not yet 50? Because he had a robe of flesh on. And I'm going to get moving through here. I wanted to finish these 10 verses real quick. But when he would grieve, I believe it affected him, his visage, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think he was all old, wrinkled, had to use, what's this, some of you ladies use these youth, I'm getting myself in trouble. I'm going to leave it there, get the wrinkles out. Botox, get the wrinkles out. And he didn't use, but I'm telling you, I believe it affected him his visage. I'm not being a heretic, but for some reason, thou art not yet 50.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.